You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, Katie Bolin, a 17-year-old student, has been crowned Miss Ontario 2024. Before we begin, a quick message. Get ready for a sky-high aerial extravaganza at the 34th Annual Ashland Balloon Fest. From June 27th to June 29th, Freer Field transforms into a magical place filled with dozens of incredible hot air balloons, food, merchants, live entertainment, and fun activities for kids. Don't miss the spectacular balloon glows lighting up the night sky. Mark your calendars and join in for an unforgettable weekend. Visit ashlandballoonfest.com for more info. Now our feature story. Katie Bolin, a 17-year-old student, has been crowned Miss Ontario 2024. The ceremony, held at the Ontario High School Auditorium, saw Katie receiving her crown to the sound of enthusiastic praise as Taylor Swift's Long Live played in the background. Katie, who is about to start her senior year at Ontario High School and is also a sophomore at North Central State College through the College Now program, shared her joy after winning the title. She told us that her favorite part of the competition was the time spent backstage with friends and the mutual support and confidence among the contestants. This isn't Katie's first pageant win. She previously held the title of Junior Miss Blueberry in 2015 and participated in the Miss Ontario competition for the first time last year. As Miss Ontario 2024, Katie said she aims to spread positivity and engage with the community. In her new role, she plans to attend a number of community events and give back as much as possible. The judging panel for the pageant includes figures such as State Representative Melanie Miller, a former Miss Ohio and Mrs. Ohio America, Ashland Mayor Matt Miller, and the reigning Miss Ohio, Madison Miller. The judging criteria includes interviews, evening wear, poise and stage presence, talent, and an onstage question. For her talent portion, Katie performed a cheerleading routine to George Harrison's What Is Life? She mentioned that her cheer squad, the Golden Girls, has provided her with invaluable friendships and memories. A touching moment during the evening gown segment was when Katie wore a dress given to her by her grandmother. Katie's mother, Rebecca Bolin, expressed her pride and joy watching her daughter during this segment. Katie will share her reign with Little Miss Ontario Myla Morrison and Junior Miss Ontario Carly Brinker. In addition to the title, Katie earned more than $1,500 in scholarships, including awards for her interview skills and congeniality, which is voted on by fellow contestants. First runner-up, Michaela Lawrence, and second runner-up, Arielyn Bishock, also received scholarships and special awards for their performances. Katie, who is pursuing an associate's degree in business, plans to become a teacher after completing her studies. Next, some Ohio history. Did you know that Edward Allen is an author and TV personality from Ohio? He was the food and wine expert on Queer Eye and has hosted Chopped since 2009. Allen also hosted Chopped Junior and other Food Network shows like America's Best Cook and All-Star Academy. He frequently appears on Beat Bobby Flay, Cutthroat Kitchen, and other famous cooking shows. Allen writes for Esquire magazine and has authored two cookbooks. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember and celebrate the life of Larry Cook of Ashland. Larry was born in Shelby in 1944 and was the third of six children. His strong work ethic began early, balancing school, work, and sports. He graduated from Shelby High School and North Central Technical College. Larry's career spanned various roles, including developing a patent for a life preserver buckle and eventually becoming the sole owner and CEO of Johnson Brothers Rubber. He was known for his generosity, quick wit, love of practical jokes, and infectious laugh. He enjoyed hunting, fishing, golfing, and making maple syrup. He is survived by two sisters, four daughters, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Larry's life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.